You're listening to the Save the Marriage Podcast. Your marriage can be saved and strengthened if you have the right information. Join Dr. Lee Baucom as he explores ways for you to improve your relationship and your life, starting right now.
Can I tell you how sometimes I get so frustrated with some of the information that's out there on the internet that's really untested and really does some damage to relationships? Let me tell you about Janet. Janet is a new client of mine, and she's a new client of mine for one reason. She has been working to restore her relationship for 6 months and actually has done nothing in that process. The reason she hasn't is because at the beginning of the breakup, when her husband said, "Hey, you know what? This isn't working. I need to step away," he left the house. And Janet started doing some research, and she found a couple of resources, and I put those in quotes, that told her that she should do the no contact rule. And so Janet did the no contact rule, a 30-day no contact with him, and it's sure to lure him back if you believe the press. And so she did that. She cut off all communication, and she waited for him to come back, because that was what the promise was. They'll come crawling back in, you know, after that 30 days. Well, the 30 days passed, and 60 days passed. So did 90 days, 120 days. When Janet contacted me, she had been waiting for 6 months. She had been waiting all that time for the no contact rule to work and for her husband to be walking back into her life, ready to recommit and ready to work on things. What he had done in the meantime is to decide that this must be exactly what he needed to do. So he built a new life. He found a new girlfriend. He started bringing in new furniture into his house. He started doing lots of those things that are separating life out. In the meantime, Janet was just waiting. She hadn't moved on at all. She was stuck in that waiting pattern because she was living out her no contact rule, her 30-day no contact rule, 6 months later. Now, I've got to tell you, I hear lots about this no contact rule, and I can tell you that it is most likely to fail. Why do I say most likely? Well, because everything has a chance to work. You know, somebody called me and said, "Do you think there's a chance that this no contact rule will work?" And I said, "Well, you know, there's a chance, and that's the thing. There's a chance. Is it possible? Yes. Is it probable? No. You know, it's possible that I'm going to win the lottery, although it would be difficult because I don't play it. It's possible that I'm going to be struck by lightning." My son and I, this past summer, we were at the beach, and we were joking about how, you know, it would be kind of cool to have a shark bite scar. You know, not a bad bite, just enough to give you a scar that you can talk about. And we were just joking about that. And my wife said, "Don't say that. I don't want that to happen." And this was in the period of time when there were lots of shark bites. And I said, "You know, the likelihood of that, I mean, it is possible that we'll go swimming and we'll run into a shark. But it's not probable. There is a possibility, but it's not probable." And that's what it is about this no contact rule. It's possible that the no contact rule, you can do that and the person will come back. But as I've done some research on this, because I've had some people who said, "Oh, it worked for me," and I did a little digging. And what I found out was the no contact rule had nothing to do with the person coming back. What did happen was that no contact rule was the technique used, and so it got the proof behind it, and yet it was not what happened. So what is this no contact rule? Well, I'll tell you what it is, but I got to get you to promise me that you're not going to say, "Hey, that's a really good idea." So I'll tell you what the no contact rule is. The no contact rule is for 30 days after a breakup, you have no contact with the other person. You don't write, you don't email, you don't Facebook, you don't have any contact whatsoever. And after that 30 days, what's supposed to happen is the person really misses you and is drawn back to you. Now, at the end of those 30 days, there really isn't often a solution on what you do when that doesn't happen. And what I've noticed is that there's a new spin on this, and it's called the active no contact rule. And so I thought, wow, active no contact, maybe that is some way that they're talking about how you can actively be working on a relationship, actively be working on the connection, and not have contact. I don't know how you would do that, but hey, that would be kind of interesting to read about. So I've read about that. And the no contact, active no contact rule, the difference is that you work on yourself. And my response is, well, why would you not be working on yourself anyway in the other no contact rule, right? So for me, the active part that many people talk about where you work on yourself, improve your life, work on your own relationship skills, all those things, so you're ready when they come back, really doesn't do anything except for make you a better person in the 30 days that happen and they don't come back. And so why does it not work? Well, here's the problem. It doesn't work because, one, absence does not make the heart grow fonder. Absence makes a fond heart grow fonder. When I go on a trip, I desperately miss my wife because I have a fondness there and it grows. But somebody who is angry and upset and frustrated does not have a fondness in their heart, so there's no room for growth. Fondness comes at absence makes the heart grow fonder only when it's from a fond heart. The second thing is that it actually fosters disconnection. If you notice that the reason that this really gets into trouble is because you're not having any contact whatsoever. And so instead of fostering connection, which is the root of every successful relationship, fostering connection and changing yourself and creating a new path, those are the ways you get there. Create connection, change yourself, create a new path. Those are the pieces that are there. Instead, you're kind of going in the opposite direction. You might be working to change yourself, but you're not fostering any connection whatsoever with your spouse, and you certainly can't create a new direction for your relationship when you have no contact with them. Another thing it does is it really shows, whether you mean to or not, that you don't care. You know, they walk out of your life, and what do? You do nothing. You have no contact. You withdraw completely, to which they go, wow, they must have felt the same way I did. And so what you want to be as a way of proving, A, you're strong, or B, that, you know, that they're going to miss you and show them a little reality, and I put that in quotes, what it really shows is you really didn't care enough to really pursue or really do anything. The other piece, and this is important, is that this technique is manipulative. You're reading about this technique and you're finding out about this technique, and I want you to notice that it is probably not what you were thinking and feeling, and it is forced, and it is aimed to try to manipulate the other person into doing something. It's, for me, it's no different than this whole reverse psychology as a way of luring someone back. It's manipulative, and manipulation doesn't work very well. It could work short term. When you do reverse psychology, you might catch the other person's attention, and this may leave the other person going, wow, what happened there? Because they seem to really want me to stay, and now there's no contact whatsoever. Well, it's really manipulative. And usually at the end of one of these, how do you explain that you had no contact with this person? How do you explain that you just left it hanging in the breeze? And so in the end, it shows itself. Now, there are some reasons that people seem to like it. And so just kind of think through why someone might like this. Well, one of the things is that it seems kind of tricky. The exact reason I say it will fail, it's manipulative. You know, some people are like, oh, give me a little trick. Give me a little technique. Give me something I can do to get some grounds. Because instead of us really wanting to delve in and figure out how to connect and figure out how to have a healthy relationship, a lot of us just want a little trick. I don't know how many times during the week I get an email or a voicemail of someone saying, hey, can you give me a tip? And my response is, no tip, no trick, no little technique is going to save your relationship. It might be a part of an overall plan, but no little trick is going to. And so this is sometimes people look at it and go, oh, wow, you know, that's so counterintuitive. That's a cool little trick. I think I'll try it. And they usually find that it's months later and they still have no contact. So the other reason that people like it is because it gives relief. You know, there's a lot of heartache and pain that goes in a tough marriage situation. And so sometimes we do things that make us feel better, even if they're not helping. And I liken this to the fact that sometimes exercise is hard and hurts. And so sometimes it feels better to just sit on the couch and watch TV. But that's not overall being beneficial to your health or your body. And yet, you know, it can feel better, right? And so if you're tired and life is throwing you curveballs, the real thing you need to probably do is take care of yourself and do some exercise. But what feels good is to just kind of disappear. The same kind of thing that fuels addictions. We get relief from something, and so we decide it must be a good thing. It's not. Okay. The other thing is, the third thing of why we like it is it means you don't have to figure this out. You know, it's a real subtle little thing, but sometimes people get hold of this and they go, oh, so I don't have to figure out any changes. This is all on my spouse, all on my significant other to come crawling back to me. I don't have to figure out what's going on here. It's all up to them. Well, generally speaking, whenever we get to displace everything onto the other person, it's an inappropriate and unfortunate direction. And so what I don't like about this no contact rule is that it means you don't have to gain any skills of relationship. You don't have to look at where your role is in this. You can kind of walk away. Usually that is a recipe for disaster for down the road, because what got you here, if nothing changes, will get you right back to here. And this no contact rule doesn't fundamentally change anything if it gets the person to come back, and that's a big if. Now, the fourth thing that why people like it is because there are a lot of individual therapists who have actually included this in their approach. Individual therapists, not people who are trained on fixing a relationship, not people who are pro-marriage, but individual therapists, because it makes their clients feel better, right? And it helps them get a little distance. For a lot of therapists, an individual therapist, one of the things they're trying to do is get their client to move on. And so a no contact rule helps them move on. It doesn't help the relationships. Now, one of the things you're going to say to me is, hey, I've looked on the internet and I see all these stories about how it helped. I think if you'll look a little closer, you'll notice that there is always a link, or almost always a link after that, that points to some resource that they used, which is, by the way, a way that they're getting a little money out of that. They're giving some advice, supposedly advice, about how it worked for them. And what they're really doing is advertising somebody's technique. Probably not anything that they've even tried. In fact, I've kind of delved into it a little bit, and I've found that for the most part, that's exactly what I've discovered. That these are people who have built a forum presence only to put out those advertising links. And so what you find when you say, hey, I looked it up and I saw all these people who said it did work, look a little closer. Make sure that there's not a link right after that that points to some article or some, which, by the way, that article will then point to some program or some program that is all about using this no contact thing. Now, I'm obviously not opposed to information. I just like to make sure that that information is tied to something useful. The people who have created these resources really aren't trained as therapists. They're just regurgitating old techniques that really don't work. And unfortunately, sometimes that takes on a life of its own, because then somebody else replicates it and somebody else replicates it. Here's the real question for you. How do you connect with a spouse without flooding and chasing? What I mean by flooding is sometimes the flooding happens within us and within the other person that we're trying so hard emotionally to catch them. And when we do that, we just flood everything with all of our raw emotion. It just comes bursting out. And suddenly our spouse is going, oh my gosh, you are crazy, right? Or, oh my gosh, I can't be around this. I've got to distance myself. Or we end up just perpetuating this chasing game that we often get into when there's a problem. And so if you find yourself chasing your spouse or throwing out all of your raw emotion at your spouse, you know, you're leaving those voicemail messages, and so suddenly somebody says, don't do that, don't have any contact. Well, it's easier to figure out how to have no contact than how to moderate your own emotional response and how to not be chasing them. In fact, you're going to find a link. If you are listening to this by iTunes, go and find on my blog, SaveTheMarriageBlog.com, find this and link to the podcast on chasing, because you want to make sure you're not going to be chasing them. It's not okay to go from no contact to chasing them down and hunting them and trying to capture them and hold them down. That's not what we're after. So another real question is how to not be desperate. It's kind of tied into that first one. The no contact is no less desperate. It's just kind of covertly desperate, right? Because you're working so hard to have no contact. You're desperately trying to get the other person's attention. You're just desperately doing it in an opposite way. And so the real question is here is how not to be desperate, how to be calm and move forward. In the other words, how to build toward a healthy relationship, how to really get to the place where you're building that connection and really finding the true secrets to a relationship. Now, if you find resources that tell you how to build a true, healthy relationship, then that's great. My guess is if you're looking at something that pushes for no contact, it is not going to be there. It is not the place for that, because that is not an approach that's going to get you there. Let me make an invitation for you. I have spent over a quarter of a century of helping couples work through this. I've worked with people around the world. So let me invite you, if you do not have the Save the Marriage system, to grab that. You can go to savethemarriage.com and grab that system and get started. That's going to tell you how to connect, how to quit chasing, how to change yourself, how to create a new path for your relationship. You are trying to create a we. And that's the healthy place to do that. It's not just about trying to use some trick. It's trying to build a true foundation that you can build on. You know, Albert Einstein said the same thinking that gets us into a problem is not going to get us out of that problem. I'm trying to give you a new way of thinking, a new way of understanding, not some little trick, not some little technique, but a full way of understanding how to move forward. So if you are ready for that, grab my system at savethemarriage.com. Now, it's possible that you already have the Save the Marriage system and you just like to listen to these podcasts and get some more information, and you still find yourself trying to struggle with what to do next. I have a program. It's the virtual coaching program, and you can find that by going to savethemarriage.com/virtual coaching. You can join our community and find out ways that you can keep stepping forward. What we're doing is looking for friction points, and we're really trying to get you moving forward. Those friction points that keep you stuck, let's smooth them down, get you moving. Let's find some ways. It's a whole community of people who are all out doing what you're about. They are working on building connection. They are working on changing themselves, and they are working on creating a new path for their relationship, and you can be a part of that. Join me in that. If you don't have the system, grab it, savethemarriage.com. If you need more than that, go to savethemarriage.com/virtual coaching. But in the end, whatever you choose to do, please, please carefully consider whether the no contact rule and even the active no contact rule is going to get you anywhere you want to get, and that is to have a successful marriage. This is Lee Balcom wishing you the best for saving your relationship.
You've been listening to Save the Marriage podcast. For more information and help, please visit us at savethemarriage.com.